Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mark Daniels. Joining me now, she is from Hollywood, Florida. She is a personal organizer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Lisa Haubenstock to the program. Lisa, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it. And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
So my business is Lisa the Organizer. I started my business in 2017. And it really came about when I realized that I had a natural affinity to organize things. I saw it in my own home. That's where it all started, organizing my closet, kitchen, my paperwork, and any other home space. And, of course, I did my friends and family as well. But I also saw it in an educational setting when I was a teacher and I was working, and many of my colleagues would ask me to organize their lesson plans and their utility closets in their classrooms. And I quickly realized that there was a need for organization in people's lives, no matter where it was and what it was. And my company is, it provides assistance with moving and downsizing, whether you're moving to an assisted living facility, to an apartment, to a home, whatever the client's individual needs are to accommodate their change of living situation. I also offer home and office organizing, home concierge services, and solutions for clutter. I really kind of call myself a personal organizing coach, and I specialize in facilitating and coordinating that move or reload. I help to ease the stress and achieve a more fluid transition to meet the client's needs because it is a stressful time. And again, I organize their physical and digital spaces in their life, and I also help to address the decluttering process, which can also be very stressful. So basically, I offer a combination of utility and functionality to my clients, and I educate them on how being organized can really help them in their daily lives. When you are organized, everything has a home, and you can find the things that you need. This, of course, in turn saves you money because you don't have to rebuy items that you can't find. You're searching all over, so you have to rebuy them. And this can be applied to items in your closet, in your kitchen, your papers, your business, and your digital applications as well.
Absolutely. It doesn't take you 20 minutes to find something every time you need to look for something, right?
Yeah.
Each thing has a home, and it just goes there, and it stays there, and when you need it, you know where to look. Now, why should someone hire a professional organizer?
Well, people ask me that all the time. Really, people are very busy. They don't have a lot of time to allocate to organizing or decluttering. It may not be a priority. Look, not everybody is good at everything, right? So it gets put off. They don't want to do it. And the real reason that I hear all the time from my clients is that they just don't know where to start. So ultimately, they need somebody like myself that's a trained professional to have them be successful in their process.
All righty. Now, what would you like to leave the audience with as we end?
So if you need help, my team of organizers can help you with any moving or organizing project. You can follow me on Instagram. I have an Instagram page at Lisa the Organizer. I have a Facebook page, and I have a Pinterest page. So I'm happy to help anybody that needs that.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Mark. Have a good one.
You are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.